Hey, BillOReilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, May 21st, 2020, and extending through the Memorial Day weekend. Got a lot of information for you today. I always say, look, if you're watching, you might have a little pad and pen and write down some of the info, because I'm sure you talk about things with your friends and family. And it's great to have facts to back up your point of view. So let's begin with a study out of Columbia University in New York City that says 36,000 American lives could have been saved with earlier action. Earlier action. Now, of course, that study is going to be used to attack the Trump administration. Oh, they should have acted earlier. All right, I'm a journalist who covers the news every day. I watch very closely. I'm not affiliated with any party. I'm looking out for you, my audience. And I warned on January 22nd, I think I'm the first journalist in the country to do so, that this Wuhan virus was gonna be a factor, pardon the pun. And we gotta keep an eye on it. But at the same time, I was covering the impeachment. And Donald Trump was in the middle of the impeachment, and so was Congress. And that lasted 3 weeks in January. So not an excuse, it's a fact. Now, I knew the virus was there, but I never, ever had any idea that it was going to paralyze the United States of America or any other country. And neither did any world leader, with the exception of Taiwan. Taiwan, and I think it's because of their spy system inside of China. Remember, Taiwan is an island off China. And Taiwan is a capitalist nation. China's communist. China hates Taiwan. Goes back to the revolution of 1949. Anyway, Taiwan's got spies all over China because China threatens Taiwan. So Taiwan knew it was something amiss. And they took very stringent regulatory steps, and the island largely escaped the COVID pandemic. South Korea was a different story because it had testing kits for the SARS epidemic that hit it hard a few years ago. So it already had. Remember, SARS and Corona are both coronaviruses. Okay, so you can use the testing that they had. And they had masks in South Korea. Even so, South Korea got hit much harder than Taiwan. So the study is a Monday morning quarterback. It's a second guess. And, you know, I'm saying to myself, all right. And then I read further into the study and I see this quote: all models are only estimating, and it is impossible to know for certain the exact number of people who would have died, unquote. It's a guess. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillOReilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So the unintended consequences, of course, of the shutdown, which is why the shutdown has to end now, and it will. It's a fait accompli. The only holdout is going to be New York City. Because people are, you know, if you look at what happened in Michigan, in California, people are going, we're not going to obey these rules. We're not. And I'll get to Michigan in a minute. So 15 million credit card bills were not paid in April. Financial hardship, people holding credit card debt are saying we can't pay. 15 million. That's lower than I thought it would be. You're not going to be penalized for missing, but you're going to have to pay, or they'll cut you off. But they'll give you a little room. All right, let's go to politics. So President Trump is in Michigan, and he's at a Ford plant in Ysalante. And he's there because the Ford people have helped in making medical equipment in addition to cars. Now, the Michigan governor, Whitmer, despises Donald Trump, and so does the attorney general, Dana Nessel, and they're demanding the president wear a face mask wherever he goes. This is trying to give him a hard time. You know, if I know Trump, he's not going to wear the face mask. But maybe he will. I don't know. We're taping this before he's out there. The reason Donald Trump's going to Michigan is that the Republican Party senses this rebellion, all right? And they sense that the people are going to vote Republican because Whitmer is such a dictator here. And she's irrational. She is. Unreasonable. So to make their dissent clear, barbers, I love this story, barbers start to cut hair on the front lawn of the state capitol, okay, in Lansing, Michigan. Lansing is the capital. So 12 barbers set up and cut 330 heads, as they say in the industry, so that Whitmer could see. And because Whitmer won't open the barbershops. That's what protest is. And on a cautionary note, another Ford plant in Dearborn had to shut down because a bunch of people got COVID. Again, small confined area inside, that's where it spreads. All right. So Trump believes he can carry Michigan. He needs it. Obviously needs it to win re-election. Another quick break and I'll be right back.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay. Let's go to the mail. Paula Locke Miller, Melrose, New Mexico. Bill, you and I are on the same page about opening the country, and we can open restaurants safely. What is your opinion about having your name, phone, email taken before you eat in a restaurant and have them track you for 4 weeks? That's the only way the New Mexico governor will allow us to eat in a restaurant. I don't like it. It's intrusive. Would I do it? Yeah. I'd probably do it because I understand that if somebody got the virus and a bunch of people got it in one restaurant, you would want to know when they were there and then who else they're associating with. So I wouldn't like it, but I understand. Lisa, concierge member. Thank you, Lisa, on the message board. Wish tonight's podcast could be heard by Los Angeles County supervisors. The new date for reopening the county is July 5th. The shutdown is absolutely hurting everyday folks in the City of the Angels. Of course it is. But I got a lot of friends out in LA, and they pretty much do what they want. Now, you can't open restaurants and all that, but I think you're going to see in June a lot of modification, Lisa. I hope so anyway. And just remember, next voting time, remember Garcetti, the mayor. Remember what he's doing. Richard, concierge member. Thank you, Richard. I think you should take a different approach to Donald Trump's ability to win re-election. You talk too much about the possibility of him losing. then I would not be covering the election in a fair way, would I? If I did that, if I did your suggestion, Richard, I'd be rooting for Donald Trump to win. And if I root for Donald Trump to win, then I'm going to skew the coverage of the election. I'm not going to tell you what's happening because I'm going to want to spin it Trump's way. That's what is happening in America. We're not going to do that here. The polls are the polls. I give you the polls. I tell you they're not going to matter until October. It doesn't matter what the polls say now, but I'll give them to you. And I'll tell you that this is going to be a close election, in my opinion. Not going to be a blowout. Mike, has Joe Biden made any updates about VP? When is the deadline? Deadline is a convention in Milwaukee in August. There will be a convention. Won't be a big deal, but there'll be TV coverage of it. And then he can make his announcement anytime he wants between now and then. Remember Sarah Palin? Nobody knew her until the convention. And McCain went out, and there she was. All right. So I want you to have a great Memorial Day weekend. You know, we got a really interesting situation, but I think it's on the upswing. I think the USA is on an upswing. But I want you to think about the 1.5 million Americans who have been killed in wars fighting for their country. 1.5 million dead from the revolution all the way up to Afghanistan now. Please think about them. Maybe say a prayer for their families and for their souls and all the wounded and people whose lives have been altered in a terrible way by serving their country. Of course, independencefund.org on this Memorial Day, a great place to help the severely wounded vets. And, you know, there are a lot of military charities. You might kick them a few bucks, even in a time of pandemic. Have a great time. I'll be checking in almost every day. So come back to us. We've got terrific, the Bernie and Sid radio thing with me today is hysterical. Hysterical. You want a few laughs? Punch that up. So we got a lot of stuff on there for you. And we'll see you again on Tuesday.